course, this patient had another option because of the MSI high status. What happened?
So this patient got referred to me, you know, and I sent him back actually to a community oncologist while he was getting FOLFIRI, and then this business of the MSI started to emerge as a real thing, as a real actionable thing, as opposed to, you know, just a hypothetical, theoretical. That was the early days, I'd say, in 2014 or mid-2015, I guess, a couple of years ago. And data started to emerge that these people with MSI had some anecdotal responses to checkpoint inhibitors. So we tried to get this patient on a clinical trial, actually, because that would have been the ideal way. And then he was excluded from clinical trial participation because he had some comorbidities that were considered ineligible for a clinical trial. So we ended up, at that point, applying for nivolumab. And by that, I mean, you know, once it became clear that the nivolumab was active in those patients, it became relatively easy, as we all know, to get it. So we started him on that. And this has been my, I'd say, my best response to nivolumab. He's been on that drug for 2 years. And he has disease that responded immediately. After 1 to 2 doses, his liver disease started to shrink. His CEA started to come down. He had evidence of clinical response, too, because by the time we started, he was already having some clinical problems.
Any tolerability issues? Any autoimmune toxicities?
You know, other than the laboratory abnormalities of some mildly elevated TSH, he hasn't had any. So a very well-tolerated patient.